Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here to discover the Finger Lakes. It's saverlife.com. And I'll keep mentioning it all weekend and the next couple of weeks, but you've got to get to Highland Park because it is at its most beautiful for me right now and the next week or maybe 2 weeks. And there are some lilacs in bloom. So they may be hard to find because there's so many lilacs, but there are a few with flowers and you can smell them even as early as before mid-April. It's amazing. So send me a couple of photos of your favorite spots in Highland Park, if you like, and some of the things you find in bloom. Send them to michael@saverlife.com. And it's gorgeous. And it's going to rain the next few days, which is good. We need the rain. But it looks like it'll be fairly mild and the kind of rain where you can take an umbrella and just enjoy being outside. It's not going to be, you know, driving rain and 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts. It should be just a gentle spring rain in general, it looks like. So let me know where you go, what you discover. Someone posted an article from Rovology.com, which is a travel website, R-O-V-O-L-G-Y, Rovology, and they post an article about the Finger Lakes, 10 best things to do in the Finger Lakes, and I mentioned a couple of wineries that we'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow, Tabora Winery and Bakery and Anthony Road Wine Company and Glenora's Verasions Restaurant, FLX Wienery, but also one of the places they mentioned to stay is the Laurentide Inn in Penyan, which I haven't seen it. You can see some of the photos on their website, thelaurentideinn.com, LaurenTide, Laurentide Inn. Dates back to about 1820. Beautiful, huge columns, and for those of you that like to travel with your dogs, their main house doesn't have a place for dogs, but you can stay in their carriage house loft with your dog, and they have a dog, so they understand people want to travel with their dogs sometimes, and so the carriage house loft, one of a number of different rooms and spots at the Laurentide Inn, can accommodate dogs. So looks like some great history. It's in Penyan, and that puts you really sort of at the center of the Finger Lakes. You can go down to Watkins Glen. You can go over to Canandaigua Lake in Naples. You can get to Geneva easily, and the wineries on Seneca Lake. Really, it's Penyan is a really neat place to kind of launch a several day visit, or just a getaway in the region. So again, Laurentide Inn, check it out. And it's one of the nice things about these travel articles. They remind you of places maybe that you haven't been or that you've heard about, but just haven't made it there. They also talk about Beller's Castle and Miles Wine Cellars. And in their conclusion here, they also talk about the Arts Center of Yates County, which I guess in Penyan, and the Garrett Memorial Chapel, and the again, it's great to see the Finger Lakes highlighted, and again, some of the smaller places that you might not otherwise get to. They also talk about the Cuca Hiking Trail, the outlet trail that goes between Cuca Lake and Seneca Lake. And you can rent bicycles to do that. It's 7 miles, this Cuca outlet. And this outlet also happens to be one of the focal points for this Bitcoin operation that wants to expand in Dresden, which is at the Seneca Lake end of the Cuca outlet. The Cuca outlet is a trout stream, and the Dresden power plant releases water, a lot of water, astounding amount of water, that they heat. Well, they basically use it to cool down their their turbine for fracked gas power generation, which mainly goes to Bitcoin mining now, and they draw in incredible amount of water every day to do this. So, you know, 7 days a week, year round. It's right now, as I understand it, they're taking in about 100 million gallons a day, a number that is just incredibly hard to fathom. And it's, they have the permit to take up to 139 million gallons a day. And I did the math on that. That's almost 28,000 tanker trucks of water a day equivalent. They hold about 5,000 gallons each. And if you lined up those tanker trucks end to end, it would go twice around Seneca Lake at about 102 miles. Crazy number of trucks that would be required. Now they're moving it through pipes, so you can't see it. You don't have the impact of how much water it is. But they're warming that from the temperatures. You know, the Seneca Lake is whatever time they're drawing it in and releasing it at somewhere in the range of 70, 80, 90 degrees. They can release it up to 108 degrees, according to the DEC, which is ridiculous, and they were grandfathered in to do that. A new company could not do that. The Clean Water Act would prohibit them from releasing water at those temperatures. So it's the level of the temperatures, and it's the vast volume of water every day that they're using. It's basically the entire volume of Canisius Lake every year that they're bringing in to the plant, heating up and releasing into the Cuca outlet. So again, when I read the article and saw that the Cuca Lake outlet was included in the article, that's great, but it's also a reminder how vulnerable our region is to big operations like this. And there's some key meetings coming up in Dresden, and it's the town of Torrey. It's their planning board and town board. They're going to be meeting over the next 2 weeks and potentially deciding to allow this expansion to go on because it's good for Torrey. It's bad for Seneca Lake, but it's good for Torrey. And it's going to be a big battle going forward, because they're going to want to keep expanding, because they're making a ton of money on Bitcoins using very cheap energy because they own the power plant. And I'll probably keep mentioning this over the next several weeks, because we had meetings this week with a number of state legislative staff members and various organizations and basically reaching out to anyone that could potentially help the town of Torrey realize that this is a regional issue, and that that their decision is going to affect the future of the entire region. I certainly can understand them wanting the tax dollars of this expansion, but it comes at the expense of the entire lake, which is just crazy. But it's similar to other big industrial operations that the Finger Lakes has faced in the past, and we've beaten a bunch of them, including gas storage and trash incinerators. So this one's going to be tougher, because they're making a ton of money right now, and they have money to spend. Keep your eyes open. Follow SenecaLakeGuardian.org for more details. And if you want to volunteer or donate, they would appreciate any help that you can provide. Seneca Lake Guardian has done great work over many years now to help protect the Finger Lakes. And the people that run the power plants, in a village, the Watkins Glen Village Board meeting a week ago said, they live along the lake. They don't want to threaten the lake. They've grown up in this area. I believe that they believe that, but they don't have the best interests of the region in mind when they propose this kind of expansion. It's just too big. It's a phenomenal amount of water, energy, and I haven't even talked about the air pollution from them ramping up operations and quadrupling operations. It's just crazy. So, every week it seems we see people raving about the Finger Lakes and the beauty of the region, a couple of waterfalls that are on that Cuca Lake outlet, river stream. And then you also have these industrial operations that want to expand. And we're talking about this with someone this past week. He said, the Finger Lakes and Seneca Lake was and still is a site of industrial operations, pretty significant ones. There's a Cargill plant, salt plant down in Watkins Glen. And this person said, if Cargill was looking to site a new plant today, they wouldn't be allowed to put that there. That would not happen. There's a power plant on Cayuga Lake. There's U.S. Salt, which is on Seneca Lake and has been mining for 100 years. These are big operations, and they don't fit with the future of the lake. And so, some of them will continue, but we can't allow them to expand. That's the key. And so, again, a big battle over this power plant in Dresden. It's called Greenwich, and their website says that their scalability is limited only to the imagination. They want to make more money. Can't blame them for that. We can't allow Seneca Lake to be degraded in the region with the air pollution, the noise pollution. We can't let this happen. So many people, including me, are donating lots of time. People are donating lots of money. And we've got to find a way to at least set up a moratorium for now on expansion while the DEC completes studies that have been delayed, and we see what the true impacts of this are for the region. Torrey will not experience many of the impacts because the air pollution will head east with the westerly winds. People in Torrey will experience the noise pollution. Anyone who uses the water will too, as it continues to warm Seneca Lake and the Cuca River, Cuca Lake outlet. So, again, this is, we've got great news and we've got big challenges here in the region. This warm spring, warm weather is fantastic, but it will also warm the water and potentially cause more harmful algal blooms this summer. There weren't as many last summer, it's an ongoing concern. All 11 Finger Lakes, dogs, if they're swimming in it, can die from this algal bloom, and it affects drinking water. Affects the ability for people to swim and enjoy the water. So it's we've got to do our best to protect these lakes against already the challenges of climate change. We don't need more industrial operations to increase, in the case of U.S. salt, the salinity of the lake, In the case of Greenwich Power, it's the thermal units going back into the lake. So again, Seneca Lake Guardian, check them out online and consider getting involved. You don't have to live on Seneca Lake to be concerned about the region. I was just writing to someone this morning saying that the Finger Lakes brand has been built by families in this region over decades, and family-run businesses as a wine tourism destination, and green energy. About 20% of the wineries have invested in their own solar power or have bought into a community solar in the region, and expanding a fossil fuel operation by four times over is not what we need. So I appreciate what Yvonne Taylor and Joseph Campbell have done as volunteers running Seneca Lake Guardian. They've gotten much better. The region has gotten better organized since they started out concerned about gas storage in Seneca Lake. So the Finger Lakes has a bright future, but we have to fight for it. We need to convince communities around the region that we need to work together, and this Greenwich Power Plant's a great example of that. If you have some favorite places to visit in the region, email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you happen to see articles like this posted online or in a newspaper or magazine or something, send me a link or a photo of it or something. And I hear about a lot of them, but not all of them. And I always get some good tips. And it's kind of fun to see who's writing about our region. So if you're out discovering some of the parks this time of the year, I mentioned on the gardening show this earlier that the snakes were out in force in Thousand Acre Swamp this past Thursday, which was cool. I thought it was a lot of fun to see them, and the ramps were growing. The fiddleheads will be up soon. It's spring is moving quickly this year. Redbud in my backyard's about to bloom, and so when those bloom, there are a bunch of them in Genesee Valley Park along the canal, and so you have a pretty time to take a bike ride along the canal or a walk, see some of those redbuds, and explore all the parks that you can this next couple of weeks as spring really starts to move even faster. The peeper frogs, the tree frogs, and bullfrogs, and toads, and things are singing. So Mendon Ponds will probably be loud with their songs over the next couple of weeks. Just fun to hear that after the quiet of a winter night when it's 10 degrees out. The sound of a spring rain and frogs and toads singing is you can just smell the earth. It feels great. So let me know where you go, what you discover. Take a few photos of what you see and send it to me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with the Grapevine. That's every Sunday morning. And gardening restaurants, Discover the Finger Lakes as well. You can reach me, michael@saverlife.com, with comments, questions, photos, want to identify something. Maybe you see blooming, you don't know what it is. You want to get some for your own yard, send me a couple photos, and I'll try to help you with what it is and maybe where you could find it. Have a great weekend. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.